From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Leslie Ovalle. Miami Art Week is in full swing, and many of the shows are geared toward art lovers from out of town. But one interactive Haitian folklore concert decided to focus on reaching over 1,000 local Miami-Dade public school kids instead. Reporter Lily Oppenheimer has the story.
Okay, Gerald, your turn. Let's go.
Local musician and singer Inez Balatier wants her family band's show, Haiti, the Pearl of Antilles, to teach kids about Haitian culture with a big Aibobo.
Aibobo is a shout of joy. It means many things in Haiti, but we say it when we love something, when we're feeling good, when we want to support someone in what they're saying, we say Aibobo.
The show incorporates traditional Haitian music, dancing, and storytelling. Students have been bused from all over the county this week to see the show. Tanaïs Bertrand says kids so often only see Haiti portrayed in a negative way and might not grow up with the culture.
And there were two girls in the front seat. They were like, oh my God, this is about my country. This is about my people, my home. And I was like, oh my God. I didn't think that this was such a big impact, but I'm really glad that it is.
7-year-old Sarah Francois was one of those girls. She says her family moved here after their home in Haiti was destroyed by Hurricane Matthew.
When she was singing that song, it really made me think that I was playing outside with my friends in my backyard and back in Haiti.
Inez and her family band are performing for the public this Saturday at the Miami Theater Center. I'm Lily Oppenheimer in Miami.
For more news, check our website, WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Leslie Ovalle.